SpaceX SPCX debuts as largest IPO ever. The 25% debut jump masks how xAI just secured preferential access to orbital bandwidth that no other lab can match. That edge compounds every time a model needs real-time satellite feeds for training. Traditional cloud providers lose their last remaining latency argument in regulated industries. Watch for Microsoft to counter with its own spectrum acquisition by early next year or accept a permanent inference cost disadvantage on government workloads. The bundling changes how every enterprise evaluates total cost of ownership. Bezos Prometheus raises $12 billion at $41 billion value. The headline valuation distracts from the data rights that travel with every contract. Prometheus gains a moat by training directly on proprietary industrial designs that competitors cannot access. Autodesk and Ansys now face a choice between licensing their own user data or watching design workflows migrate to a system that gets smarter with scale. The smaller simulation vendors lose their differentiation overnight once the models internalize domain-specific physics from real deployments. Expect announcements from both within 9 months. KKR NVIDIA launched $10 billion-plus Helix AI infra. Power contracts attached to the fund matter more than the headline dollars. Helix secures long-term capacity at rates that smaller operators cannot touch, which raises the floor on inference pricing across the industry. Hyperscalers without similar deals will either pay premiums or delay new region builds. Watch Amazon and Google accelerate their own utility partnerships before the next earnings cycle. Regional utilities now have a template for negotiating directly with AI consortia instead of traditional buyers. Google sues Chinese group over Gemini scams. Suing one operator changes little when the weights themselves can still be repurposed anywhere. The real pressure lands on open weight releases that Google and others have championed. Regulators now have a clear example to demand watermarking or usage controls on any model above a certain capability threshold. Expect Meta and Mistral to face renewed calls for restrictions on their next checkpoints by Q3. This precedent reaches beyond the single case. Mistral in €3 billion euro raise talks at €20 billion euro val. Paying double for models U.S. labs already ship puts European regulators in a bind over export rules. They must decide whether training runs stay domestic or weights can leave the continent. That decision determines if the round closes at the quoted price. Smaller labs across Europe will either face acquisition offers or lose researchers to the new compensation benchmarks set by this valuation. Talent flow accelerates the moment the term sheet details surface. Engine AI files for Hong Kong IPO. U.S. export controls on robot hardware just became irrelevant for the next capital raise. The Hong Kong listing forces Boston Dynamics and Figure to accelerate their own Asian supply chains or lose the next procurement cycle with Chinese factories. Series B investors priced at $1.5 billion will demand an IPO pop the current valuation multiple cannot support once public scrutiny hits actuator margins. Suppliers are already renegotiating contracts ahead of filing details. U.S. forces Anthropic to disable top models. Revenue from API access outside the U.S. just dropped to zero for the two frontier models. Enterprise customers in Europe and Asia now have 30 days to migrate workloads to whatever remains available, which pushes them straight toward Google or OpenAI contracts. The suspension also removes Anthropic's strongest leverage in any upcoming safety certification talks with other governments. Smaller resellers face churn they cannot offset with lower-tier access once the suspension details reach procurement teams. Florida subpoenas OpenAI on ChatGPT safety. Discovery requests that cover every moderation decision since launch just landed on OpenAI's desk. Legal spend will rise faster than safety headcount as the company prepares responses that satisfy criminal standards rather than civil ones. Other attorneys general will copy the playbook within 6 months once Florida's filing becomes public record. Smaller startups lose their multi-state runway the moment enforcement standards tighten. Watching publications of xAI Clani dissertations and quadrimillion publications intended. OpenAI launches free Codex tier. Usage limits still route heavy developers back to subscriptions within weeks. The bigger move is the flood of new training examples OpenAI collects from every free prompt. Open source projects lose their edge once Codex outputs start replacing handwritten contributions in public repos. Smaller model teams now train on lower quality synthetic data. The data advantage compounds faster than any pricing change. GitHub will have to expand Copilot's free tier or accept slower growth and active users through the rest of the year. ZPRU rolls out GLM 5.2 coding model. Releasing weights under MIT license undercuts the closed API pricing of every Western lab. teams can now fine-tune locally and avoid usage fees entirely. Expect OpenAI to accelerate its own open model timeline or lose the research community contributing public benchmarks. Chinese labs gain a distribution edge that closed models cannot match. Smaller startups outside China get their first real alternative to rate-limited APIs. The 1M context turns into table stakes once local hardware runs the model next year. G7 preps for AI sovereignty clash. European VCs will delay term sheets for AI startups until the policy dust settles after the summit. Compliance costs alone could add 6 months to any go-to-market plan. Watch margins on inference contracts tighten once reporting requirements apply to every API call. U.S. labs gain extra quarters to sign enterprise deals before any regulated local models reach production at scale. The delay favors labs already inside the room. Startups without dedicated policy teams lose ground first and may never recover the lost momentum. Teradyne showcases deployable physical AI. Traditional integrators lose their installation margins once end users buy the robots direct and handle their own orchestration. Boston Dynamics must now ship its own pallet solution within the same window or watch logistics fleets standardize on Teradyne's stack. Pilot programs that once ran for years now compress into single-quarter rollouts. The first factories to adopt will report automation ROI numbers that reset budget expectations across the sector. Expect contract wins to shift away from service-heavy vendors by Q4.